Hello and welcome to your GCSE German Study Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important themes in your exam, Theme 3, Current and Future Study and Employment. This theme comes up across all four skills, listening, speaking, reading and writing, so getting it right can make a real difference to your grade. Let's start with why this theme matters. Examiners love this topic because it gives you the chance to show off three tenses, past, present and future, all in one response. And that's exactly what separates the top grades from the rest. So let's build your confidence, step by step. Section 1. Essential vocabulary. Let's start with school life. In German, die Schule means school, feminine, so it takes die. Das Fach means subject, neuter, das. Der Lehrer is a male teacher. Die Lehrerin is female. Die Note means grade or mark, really useful in writing tasks. And die Prüfung means exam or test. Now for careers. Der Beruf means job or profession, masculine. Die Stelle means post or position. Das Praktikum, that's work experience, neuter. Die Ausbildung means apprenticeship or training, and das Gehalt means salary. For future plans, studieren means to study at university, sich bewerben means to apply for a job. This is a reflexive verb, so remember, ich bewerbe mich eine Stelle. Verdienen means to earn, arbeiten means to work, and eine Stelle finden means to find a position. Section 2, grammar, and this is where the marks really are. Let's talk about the three tenses you need to master for this theme. First, the perfect tense, used for talking about the past. The formula is haben or sein plus the past participle. So, ich habe Deutsch gelernt, I learnt German. Ich bin zur Schule gegangen, I went to school. Notice that movement verbs use sein, to be, rather than haben. The key irregular past participles to know are gemacht, done, gegangen, gone, gesehen, seen, geschrieben, written, and gesprochen, spoken. Second tense, Futur 1, the future tense. This one is beautifully simple. Take werden, to become, and add your infinitive at the end. Ich werde studieren, I will study. Ich werde Arzt werden, I will become a doctor. The conjugation of werden is ich werde, du wirst, oder sie wird, wir werden, ihr werdet, sie werden. Learn that table and you've unlocked the future tense completely. Third, Konjunktiv 2, the conditional. This sounds scary, but it's actually a great way to impress the examiner. Use werde plus an infinitive. Ich würde gern Ingenieur werden. I would like to become an engineer. Ich würde lieber an der Universität studieren. I would prefer to study at university. This structure shows real grammatical range and examiners will reward it. Section 3, word order, the thing that trips up so many students. In German, the verb must be the second element in a main clause. But when you use a subordinating conjunction, like weil, meaning because, obwohl, meaning although, when, meaning if or when, or damit, meaning so that, the verb gets kicked to the end of the clause. So instead of ich lerne Deutsch, weil es ist interessant, you must say ich lerne Deutsch, weil es interessant ist. The verb ist goes to the very end. This is called verb final word order, and getting it right is one of the clearest signs of a high-achieving candidate.
Now, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip 1. Use all four bullet points in writing tasks. When you get a writing question, it will give you bullet points to address. Candidates who miss even one bullet point lose marks immediately. Read the question carefully, plan your response, and tick off each bullet as you write. Tip 2. Avoid topic avoidance in speaking. This is one of the most common mistakes. If you don't know a word, don't go silent. Use a repair strategy. Say, wie sagt man auf Deutsch? How do you say that in German? Or rephrase using words you do know. Examiners give credit for communication strategies, not just perfect German. 3. Register matters. If you're writing a formal letter of application, eine Bewerbung, you must use Sie for you, not du. Mixing formal and informal register is a common error that costs marks. Ask yourself, am I writing to a friend or to an employer? Tip 4. Adjective endings. Oh, the dreaded adjective endings. Here's the key thing to remember. After ein words, ein, eine, mein, dein, the adjective ending changes depending on gender and case. Ein guter Lehrer, a good teacher, masculine nominative. Eine gute Lehrerin, a good teacher, feminine nominative. Ich habe einen guten Lehrer, I have a good teacher, masculine accusative. Don't panic, just learn the most common patterns and use them confidently. Tip 5. In listening exams, use your reading time wisely. You get 5 minutes before the recording starts. Read through the questions, underline keywords, and predict what you might hear. Listen for negatives, nicht and kein, because examiners love to include a negative to catch you out. If you hear, ich möchte nicht Arzt werden, I don't want to become a doctor, make sure you note the nicht. Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a short pause to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you say, I will study medicine in German? The answer is, ich werde Medizin studieren. Werden plus infinitive at the end. Question 2. What is the German word for work experience and what gender is it? Das Praktikum, neuter, das. Question 3. In a vial clause, where does the verb go? To the end of the clause. Ich lerne Deutsch, weil es interessant ist. Question 4. Give me one conditional sentence about your future career. For example, ich würde gern Ingenieurin werden, weil ich Mathematik liebe. I would like to become an engineer because I love maths. Question 5. What is the difference between der Lehrer and die Lehrerin? Der Lehrer is a male teacher, masculine. Die Lehrerin is a female teacher, feminine. In German, most female job titles add IN to the masculine form. And finally, let's wrap up with your key takeaways from today. 1. Master 3 tenses. Perfect for the past, Futur ein with werden for the future, and Konjunktiv 2 with würde for the conditional. 2. Learn your essential vocabulary with genders. Die Schule, das Fach, der Beruf, die Ausbildung, das Praktikum. 3. Use subordinating conjunctions. Weil, obwohl, wenn, damit, and remember verb final word order. 4. In writing, address every bullet point and check your adjective endings. 5. In speaking, never go silent. Use repair strategies and keep communicating. You've got this. Theme 3 is one of the most rewarding topics in GCSE German because it's personal. It's about your life, your ambitions, your future. The more you connect with the language, the more naturally it will come. Keep practicing, keep speaking out loud, and I'll see you in the next episode. Be careful. Good luck.